Compared to surrounding states, Wisconsin was fortunate last year that only 52 people contracted West Nile virus. Still, 3 people died. However, public health officials are concerned about this summer since 84 people died in Illinois after being bitten by an infected mosquito last summer, and hundreds were infected in Michigan and Ohio. The West Nile Virus Surveillance Coordinator at the Division of Public Health is Linda Glazier.
We first detected the virus in 2001 just in wild birds, primarily crows in southeastern Wisconsin. Then just last year, the second year we identified the virus, we found it in horses and people and in birds in 65 of 72 of our counties.
Glazier says there are 50 mosquito species in Wisconsin. Researchers have found it's mainly one that's implicated in West Nile virus, and it survives over winter.
It's called Culex pipiens, and the common name for that is referred to as the northern house mosquito. So it tends to thrive around areas, you know, where humans live.
That means you should look around the yard and empty containers of standing water, like rain gutters or bird baths. Linda Glazier's office recommends using a mosquito repellent with 30% DEET. Illnesses from the virus may include the neurological effects of meningitis or encephalitis. However, Glazier says some get milder versions that don't affect the brain or spinal cord. So far, there's no vaccine for humans, although there is one for horses. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.